This week, we're featuring a series about independent record labels that helped shape today's music. Sylvia Robinson had a hit in the 50s when she recorded Love is Strange with Mickey Baker. She was running a soul record label in the 70s and wondering what to do next when one of her teenage sons handed her rap on a silver platter. Today, rock historian Ed Ward traces the history of rap and the new label Sylvia Robinson founded.
It was 1979, and disco was showing no signs of going away. In black clubs where disco had started, it was healthier than ever. The DJ was the star, sliding effortlessly from one song to another, building tension and letting it go. But it's hard to be a star while you're cramped in a little booth away from the action, so some DJs had started picking up the mic and, in imitation of the Jamaicans who were moving into their neighborhoods in increasing numbers, making rhymes over the instrumental tracks. One of the favorites was Good Times by Chic. And that's where things stood when one of Sylvia Robinson's sons came home from a New Jersey disco one night and told her she was missing out. Sylvia may already have known this. She'd run all platinum records with her husband for a decade, and they weren't doing too well at the moment. She was hoping her kids would bring her up to speed. What she didn't count on, at the age of 43, was helping to launch a whole new kind of music.
The hip, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. When I'm out
the damn... Rapper's Delight wasn't the first rap record. That was King Tim III by the Fatback Band, released at least a year earlier. Nor were the three geeky kids who made up the Sugar Hill Gang the most prominent rappers in the New York area. DJ Hollywood had also made a record, but it had gotten lost, despite his fame, because the label didn't know how to promote it. Sylvia had no such problem. All Platinum had the connections and the promotional power, but she decided to start a sub-label to push this new record, and Sugar Hill Records was born. The first pressing of Rapper's Delight featured the three rappers doing their thing over a recording, the way they were used to. But Chic, whose record it was, sued them, so Sylvia just hired a band to play the Good Times riff over and over. The record took off, a great novelty for a seasoned star for something new. And that's how they played it, as a novelty. But by 1980, rap was firmly on the scene and in a state of total anarchy. Nobody but Sugar Hill and Fly By Night labels wanted to touch it, and the rappers, raw newcomers in the music business, were signing any piece of paper put in their faces. Thus, it wasn't hard for Sylvia to poach the most important rap group, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, from Bobby Robinson at Enjoy Records. Flash had the world's greatest record collection and created insane sonic collages instead of just looping a given groove like most DJs. And in Sylvia's studio, he was the first to put it on record.
You say, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Bad Bad Freddy told me everybody slide. DJ is spinning, I said, my. Flash is fast. Flash is cool, Francois, c'est pas, Flash ain't no do.
You say, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel didn't sell too well, but their next one sure did.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so ditty, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
The message, in fact, got across the board play and was popular in punk clubs, too. Sugar Hill was a label in a great black music tradition, but unfortunately, it kept up other traditions, too. Artists were very dissatisfied with their royalty statements and contracts, and as major labels began to pick up on rap and rappers started getting decent management, the lawsuits started. The success Sugar Hill had been so instrumental in getting its artists wound up being its downfall, but even as it faded away, it had earned its place in history.
Ed Ward is a writer now living in Germany. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.